Well, we'll start with our backlog of bills that we owe. When we passed the tax increase, part of that money was set aside to pay down bonds. We'd issue bonds, pay down our current bills, and then make our payments to lenders instead of to vendors. I think it was the right thing to do at the time. I think it's the right thing to do today. My hope is after the election, when it's over, people will say, hey, this is something we should do. We can reduce the interest rate we're paying to some of our vendors out there. We can catch people up to date so that they don't have to go out and borrow themselves and pay interest. It seems just to be the fiscally right thing to do. But also there's a huge unfunded liability in our pension system. Now, there's enough money to pay our pension payments for the next several years. We're not in any imminent danger of collapse of our pension system. But you can see that unless we do something differently, at some point in the future, we start to run low on money. And I think that most people receiving a pension realize that. And they say, I didn't cause this problem. I made my payments over the years. I made every payment you told me I needed to make. It was deducted from my payroll. But previous state legislatures didn't make their full payments. So, you shouldn't take it all out on me. That being said, we can point blame for how we got here, but we are in a place with about an $85 billion unfunded liability that's not very sustainable, and something different has to happen. You either need to pump a lot more money into it or you need to reduce the benefits. And I think various unions that represent a lot of these public employees have come forward and say, we want to be part of the solution. We don't want to be the entire solution because it's not a problem we created. You guys created it. You should fix it, but we're willing to be part of it to make sure that the state is able to meet its obligations. And so I think what we probably ought to do is, after this election, sit down and bargain in good faith with the unions that represent the vast majority of these employees and see if we can reach some sort of agreement to reduce that unfunded liability so that we'll be able to make those payments that people are expecting for many decades to come.